Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Blind Wave Podcast. We are here 3 p.m. on Thursday, as we are every single week, to talk about usually the things of the week in our life, or you know, a funny story, or what's going to happen with the movies, you know, because of COVID. But it's kind of a different week this week. Over the, you know, the whole last week, when we're working together, we just kind of like, there's been moments where we just sit and talk for like an hour and a half or two hours, and we're not doing the stuff that we told ourselves we're going to be doing, and is having this conversation, because it's been a crazy time in the last week. Very, very crazy. So we thought it would be, you know, an interesting or productive conversation to have here on podcast about how our weeks have been, but how people's throughout the world's weeks have been. So,
We don't usually get very, talk about
political
things, or talk about like,
we don't go necessarily serious. I mean, sometimes we do, but it's not, I don't think it's even right to call what we're talking about today political. But we kind of, Blind Wave is almost kind of an escape for the seriousness of the world, and being able to just kind of turn your brain off and hang out with some friends, watch something interesting, play a fun game. And we like to be an escape from the things. But then you have stuff that's so big or so important. That you're like, man, right now, you know, we're four white guys in Marietta, Ohio. And we're, it's like, I don't, like, you know, we have a platform, but I don't know if I'm the one to speak, you know?
No,
I've been listening to a lot of amazing speakers and a lot of important people with a lot of interesting and important ideas. And I sometimes feel like I don't want to be the person that says, hey, look at me, I have something to say when it comes to stuff like this. But maybe, you know, throughout this week, I've learned that that's an important part of being in the position that we've put ourselves in at this point, you know?
So. Yeah. So we kind of discussed some stuff of what we wanted to talk about a little bit with this. I think a lot of it's going to be kind of about how we feel about the matters of, at hand, and what's been going on. Eric's mic's not working.
Sorry
if that made a loud noise, guys. Trying to make sure things are working here. But yeah, I mean, for me, part of the thing is like the location I live in, number one, isn't very like racially diverse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then also, you know, being white, I feel like where is my stance on like what I like, should I be a voice of anything? You know what I mean? But with having a platform and everything, we talk about like the podcast is where we talk about things from last week. This seems like a spot that like it's, we got to talk about what's going on, and this seemed like the most appropriate place for us to talk about it. So as far as like one of my things for the week, because usually we talk about favorite things of the week, one of the things my in my week that happened was that with all the stuff going on, usually me and Melanie, like, we'll sit down with the kids and have dinner and stuff, and we will turn on, I've been going through a lot of like old movies that I used to watch when I was younger and stuff. You know, we did stuff like Roger Rabbit, and we did like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and all these different things. But I looked at Melanie and I said, like, with all this stuff going on, how about we watch Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. It's, I don't know what I can do for Marietta, or what I could do for, you know, anyone.
But you're the father of these kids.
But I want my kids to do right, you know.
And have you like, you know, like initiating that conversation? You can, like, you know, I've always been on the belief like kids ask questions, answer them the best you can, and if you don't know the answer, go find it out and then tell them. Don't ever say like, that's because I said so, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's just I saw it was available on I think Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it's a good movie. To try to show and explain what has happened, not today, but for years that's been going on.
For your kids, like, they don't understand those big themes, really, you know?
So,
I mean, Leon's probably getting to the age where he can understand that stuff.
But. Leon was understanding, and he was really watching it. He does really well because he will watch. Like, it doesn't matter what the movie is. Everyone else sometimes will leave the table, and it's just me and him watching the movie, you know? And, like, he'll ask me questions and we'll talk about it. So the same thing happened there. And there's a moment partway in the movie before they get to like the championship things where like something tragic occurs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's affecting him. And he's like, what? And I just want to make sure they understand, like, one, the history of how long, you know, things like this has been going on. Because I don't want him to hear it from a YouTube channel that maybe has some different views than what I do.
Yeah.
Not that different views are bad, but I feel like supporting everyone equally is an important thing that I want them to understand.
Yeah.
And in our community, it's not very diverse. Mm. So I don't want something to trickle in to his mind that I think is wrong, I guess, is the way I was looking at it. So no, it was very interesting to try to be like, here you go. Let's watch this and then we can talk about it afterwards. And he asked some questions and stuff too about it. And there was times like, Dad, why'd they throw that brick through the window? You know, like, I don't know, you know, like it's not, they're looking at them differently and stuff. And like, I just thought it was a way to try to like, maybe if nothing else, mm-hmm. I can get my kids, I can focus on the next generation of who I know I can talk to and influence for sure. Whereas, you know, what can I do for locally or even further than that? I don't know, but I know I can do this.
It's important to remember that not everybody has the same experience and not everybody has the same education level in terms of these kind of issues. Because, I mean, like I said, you know, from where we grew up, we're literally like 93% white in our area, you know?
Yeah.
Like I grew up, I have a black cousin, but like she was the only black person I like saw before I was like 10. You know, and I mean, you know, whenever Black Lives Matter first came up, like I have to admit, like, you know, when it was the first time I heard it, one of my initial thoughts was like, oh, okay, but don't all lives matter, you know? And
but that's not,
I got to the point where I got educated. I understood, no, this is what this means. It's not about, of course, everybody should be treated equally. It's that black people are not being treated equally and they also matter, you know?
Yeah.
So I think we've got to make sure that, like, not only is it important to teach for kids and stuff, but even people that have that feeling, like, that want to come back with all lives matter, like, they're not saying, like, I'm a racist. They're saying, I don't know what Black Lives Matter means yet, you know? And it's a chance for you to educate them or to be able to just have a conversation. Because usually when you have that conversation, you usually find a lot more common ground than not, you know? It's just that, unfortunately, sometimes the common ground can be kind of divisive, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know another thing for me, going through like this last week, there's been a lot of stuff on social media. There's been a lot of stuff, you know, Facebook, Twitter, news and whatnot. And I don't often post a ton on my social medias. So I haven't been retweeting anything too much or like a ton of stuff. But one of my things has been trying to figure out there's so much information going around.
Some of it has to be misinformation.
And there's some misinformation going around. Yeah. And I don't want to speak too soon on things where I'm like, oh man, look at this guy. This is wrong. And then it comes out later on like, oh, this guy was actually trying to help and do this. But because of the way it was told before, he got turned into a scapegoat or something like that. And a lot of it's trying to figure out what's real and what's coming from where. So I try to find multiple sources of whatever it is or pay attention to more than just one location to try to figure out what kind of information is coming through.
Yeah.
So I know we did have a big conversation Tuesday because it was Blackout Tuesday, which we found out about. I think Rick found out about it in the middle of the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I didn't find out about it until the middle of the day. We had already posted all of our videos.
Yeah, I got here like super early on Tuesday just because I had good sleep on Monday and I just like got here. I'm like, all right. I just went into my like auto mode, posted all the stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to decide, we were trying to decide whether or not I should stream that night, because I stream Final Fantasy VII on Tuesdays, and, you know, a lot of different stuff kind of came up, and the reason I went ahead and streamed was a couple reasons. One of them, I think now is a time of community and Discord,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to close off any of those avenues for people, and I think that Twitch is a good way to bring people together. Another reason is I didn't think that it was a good idea for five non-black people to be making a statement without action.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about what kind of actions that we want to take for this. So we've come up with a couple things. We as Blind Wave are going to be making a donation to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Mm-hmm. And any revenue that comes in through Twitch from this podcast until next week's podcast is also going to be going through that as well.
Yeah, so that's bits, donations, subs, all of that. So everybody that already subbed today, that will be going to that effort for the next week.
Yeah, and there's going to be a local protest here in our hometown weekend that we're all going to be attending as well. So we just wanted to make sure that we knew what our actions were going to be before we started.
Yeah,
putting
like
any messages
like I said,
out
I mean,
there.
It's been a conversation literally every single day, being like, you know, we bring up news reports, watching videos, you know, who did you hear talk about this, and you know, it's a powerful response, or man, that's brave, or man, that's absolutely terrible, or I can't believe that's our president, you know, like so many different things, and you know, we arrived at that decision today before podcast, and I gotta say, I'm just. I don't know. I really like that idea. You know, I'm really happy with that.
Yeah.
So I think it's a, you know, it's opportunity for especially people in our community to like, you know, it's not about supporting Blind Wave. We're going to be donating all of that stuff from this next week. So
yeah. No, it was interesting talking about everything too, because it's like, what is, you know, if we don't stream, like, what does that do? You know, it's like, well, trying to figure out what our actions, what we believe should be done, and what our what's the word,
responsibilities?
Yeah, responsibilities is a good one. Like, what our responsibilities for all this should be? Because I've been watching various things, and some of it's amazing because there's been protests in every state, in
all 50 states,
multiple countries, you know, over all this kind of stuff, and hopefully like it we can actually get to a point of change.
Yeah.
And there was one thing I was watching that I thought was very interesting, because it wasn't necessarily just about, because sure, like there's protests going on, there's riots going on, for me trying to figure out what exactly I support, like if I support riots, or is there a line where these riots are being formed by people trying to undermine what the protests are truly about. You know, because there's been lots of information about that kind of stuff happening and stuff too. So it's like, what do you say you support, and what's really going on, and what information can I fully believe, and what's being fictional and whatnot? So, but one of the things I really liked was talking about, a lot of it came back to education, and it was talking about like systemic racism.
Yeah.
And
systematic racism.
Systematic, yeah. But they were.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Systemic is also.
As the topic was going through, one of the things was talking about how schools being based on like property taxes. So, lower propertied areas with schools there are getting less funding because it's based on property taxes than a higher end rich location.
Sure.
And then a lot of those communities, you know, the lower end of revenue is also black, while a lot of the rich is white, rather than having some kind of system where all schools are getting more of an equal funding instead of being
based on the number of students rather than
this property is worth more, so this school is going to get more money. And it's like, well, the way that people and families better themselves over years is through ownership of like homes, is over education, going to college. And a lot of that stuff stems back to, well, we should be funding our elementary schools and stuff more so. And like stuff like that, like looking at changes like that, that should be occurring. Because I think the protests are very important, at least for the awareness side of things. And to get, you know, we need to get our politicians and, you know, all that kind of stuff to understand that we want change. But then the question from there is, what change will help push in a good direction, you know? And I was very interested on, it was a video I saw on social media that was discussing it, and I was like, I like what they're talking about. A lot of it seemed to be factually sound, and I think like that, I like that as like one idea, and it's a matter of like, well, what to do next, but who comes up with that? And then what should I be saying? Because I don't know what else to do, you know?
Yeah, it's that feeling of helplessness or inaction that makes you uncomfortable. Like, I feel like, man, I wish I could do something. But one, am I the person to do something? Or am I the person to talk about this? Do I have the platform in which I can promote someone else that's talking about this that I agree with? Do I know if I agree with that person? You know, because a lot of these ideas and a lot of these situations are, they're not my experience. They're not something that's happening to my brother or my sister or my family members, you know? But I feel like I can empathize there, though I don't want to invalidate an experience I have no idea Yeah. You know?
No.
So that's the thing we talked about this week about, like, you know, do I, obviously I don't want to support, you know, destruction of property or people getting hurt, you know?
Yeah.
But I also don't know how angry I would be if I felt, if that stuff happened to my community.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would say, like, here's my line, but I'm not that person. I have no idea where that line should be. Where's the appropriate matter where, like, look, you know what? At the end of the day, fuck this, because everybody's saying fuck me, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know. It's definitely something that, like, I'm trying to, like, put in my head and really give it the good old think, you know?
It's yeah. hard to do when, you know, me personally, I haven't been put in that situation. So mm-hmm. it's hard to think about, which is why I like listening and trying to hear other thoughts and opinions, which
yeah.
when we were talking about the protest on Sunday, there's an itinerary up and there's a segment where Black people will get a chance to talk about racism and stuff in the area, which I thought yeah. would be very interesting just because, like, for me, like, I don't know it, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, yeah, that's one of the main reasons, like, I want to go is just to be further educated. Like, you yeah. know, I'm not sure what a protest here in, like, Marietta, Ohio is necessarily going to do as far as, like, the country's concerned. But, mm-hmm. like, just going out and showing that you support the things is important, and I just want to be further educated on the issue.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Jancy and I talked about before she moved out here is she was like, you know she's a, you know, Japanese descent. She was like, you guys have, like, problem with racism there? And I'm going, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think so. You know, that might be a question that we can talk to Shane about, you know, because Shane being half Filipino, like, he's talked about, you know, struggles in the past. And, you know, but my experience is that it was more of a passive thing that I used to hear older gentlemen joke about when I was a kid. And that's when I thought of racism, that's all I thought about. I didn't yeah. think about someone actually getting hurt or someone, you know,
yeah.
Having privilege. I didn't even know what that meant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of similar in that I've been yeah. around a lot of racists, but I've never seen racism
yeah.
and its effects necessarily, mm-hmm. just because there's, I mean, I've lived a pretty sheltered life. You know, there's a lot yeah. I don't know about the world, but it's easy to know when people are suffering. And
you know, I know that, you know, for certain people using a word like white privilege is like, oh, I'm, you know, they start going crazy, you know, but that's our white privilege.
Yeah.
We've never had to think about this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad as a child I never did, but I'm almost like, I almost got that, like, that guilt feeling of, like, you know, oh man, I never had to go through that. I feel so bad for people that did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, yeah. Like, to be, like, when we were watching Remember the Titans, like, me and Melanie were tearing up on, and I don't, it's been a long time since I watched it, you know? And especially with, like, the conversation nowadays of what's been going on and everything, yeah. like
putting it in closer context.
Yeah. And, like, seeing, like, it affects somebody. Cause, like, when we were wanting to watch it with the kids and stuff, it's hard to explain or show. And, like, you can show the news, but you're not getting necessarily the context. You're kind of seeing the aftermath. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting, like, well, what was wrong? It's like, well, here, watch this.
Yeah.
It's like, why did the brick get thrown? Cause he's teaching football. You know, like,
yeah.
like that's the mindset that these people are having because of what's going on, and that's not how you should look at somebody because of how they look, you know?
Yeah, the first week that Disney Plus launched, I watched that. I was like, oh yeah, I love this movie.
Yeah.
And the last time I had watched it was like 10 years ago, and it was like watching it again for the first time, because I'm like, oh, that's why Denzel Washington's character is so mean sometimes. Like, he has to be. He has to be this hard. Because if he shows even one little blemish of, like, I'm not strong and I'm not defending it, like,
he'll
crumble him down, you know?
Well, yeah.
I never got that. Even just 10 years ago, I didn't understand that.
No. The other thing with it, too, was that there is the other coach, his defense coach. I can't remember his name. Coach. Dang it. Anyway. There's that conversation where it's like, well, why are you so hard on them? He's like, yeah. why are you easy on them? I don't see you easy on, you know, Jerry, you know, he's like, why are you easy on the white kids and not or easy on the black kids and not the white kids?
Yeah.
He's like, and they don't need that. And in his mind, I think it's like it was like a way of being like, they're not going to get it easy in the world. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to take it easy on them now. They need to be ready for what it's like out there, because he's been living through it and these kids don't understand a lot of that. You know, I don't know. It was just, it was very different. And I feel like I was the same way. I hadn't seen it in a long time. And kind of like, it was a way of like, at least starting the conversation with my kids to get them to think about it. I didn't want to start with like, well, look, you know, there's lots of this stuff on the news and it's started because of these instances of, you know, police brutality to black people. And
it also helps that it's just an amazing movie with a kick-ass soundtrack. Sure. I mean, that's just a good, well put together movie.
No,
I played football. And I remember those days of like, Jesus, you know, like 3-a-days and stuff like that. So even just that as an experience, but like watching the beginning of that movie and, you know, it was during the times of integration and stuff like that. And I just, it's such a foreign concept to me that I'm just like, you know, 10 years ago, I watch it and I'm just like, all right, yeah, it's one of those stories. But now I watch it and I'm like, man, this is a really strong opening to this movie. So shout out to Brother Tone, who gave 36 subs.
36.
Jesus. In a row.
And I wanted to mention for people just joining us, any Twitch revenue from now until next week's podcast is going to be going to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. But if you're considering buying bits and giving it to the stream, it would probably be better if you just give it directly to a charity.
Yeah.
Because buying bits isn't like a one-to-one thing.
Yeah.
So we certainly appreciate it. And we're going to be reading all those out towards the end of the podcast.
Yes.
But if you are considering giving, maybe think about just doing it directly.
Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah. We talked about, that was one of our conversations too, was talking about that, because we were talking about like what we were going to do and how we were going to do it and everything. Mm-hmm. And with this, like, we wanted to take like what we normally get stuff throughout the week anyway. And we're like, well, I'd rather take stuff, put that in there on top of our donation as well. So at the end of next podcast, we'll talk about how much came through and how much is going to be going into the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. So,
yeah.
But I don't know if Calvin had anything. I don't feel like he's talked too much, or if you had any thoughts of anything you want to kind of toss yet. But
I've just been like talking with Carmen and stuff a lot when I get home after work and hearing stories and, you know, other people supporting the cause. And like, I wanted to. I wasn't sure like how we wanted to do it. We had to have a lot of conversations about it. But it's difficult, like Eric and Aaron have already said, it's difficult for me to understand like what it would be like living every day just not sure if today is gonna be the day where, you know, you get stopped and you know, a cop looks at you the wrong way, or, you know, two guys are following you down the street, you know, just anything like that. I just can't imagine it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's a crazy thing. I know there's been talk too, cause I saw a little bit in the chat too, talking about like the protests and the riots and all that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, and this is why I said too, I don't know where I stand with like the protests versus the riots necessarily. Because I think it really depends on what it's standing for. One of the things I watched was talking about how in society we have social contracts. And one of those social contracts is the understanding that police are there to help, to protect, to, you know, you tell your children, hey, if you're in trouble, you go to the police and you tell them, you know, and they'll help you. But if you're a minority group who's constantly, you know, afraid of the cops, you know, being a victim of police brutality and all that kind of stuff, that social contract is being broken to a specific group of people.
Yeah.
And then when you flip it to another side of the thing where the social contract is that, well, here are buildings and here are, you know, shopping places and here are, you know, these things, and you don't destroy them or you don't break them, you don't steal from them. And like, that's the social contract of like, well, you're not supposed to steal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It was a balance of like, well, if this contract's not being upheld, look, this contract's not going to be upheld. And that's the point that we're trying to get across. And I was like, well, I kind of get that. And it kind of makes a lot of sense of like, look at what we believe to be a contract and it's not being upheld.
Why it goes back to Martin Luther King, where riots are that the language of the unheard.
Yeah, yeah. It's like no one's listening to what the issue is. Now we have to start a new issue. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I guess I can get behind that idea of it. But then I hear the other side of it where like these people are trying to do protests yeah. and be peaceful. Yeah. And then random pallets of bricks are being shown up to help incite rioting. Or there's also
just like the police's response and how they're dressed and how they act.
True.
Like they're coming in with violence.
There's been one video that I saw where police are showing up and they kneel and then people come up and they're like, yeah, and they're cheering them on and they stand up and start shooting gas into the crowd after yeah. kneeling, you know? And it's like, were you baiting them in so that you could start attacking? But then there's other sides where I've seen a guy who's like, he's like the sheriff. And he's like, look, I left my helmet over there. We left our batons. We're going to march with you guys. I want to have yeah. a parade. I don't want to have a protest, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, I've seen both sides of it.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the thing you need. You need to have unity and not come in and be like, well, we're going to start attacking these people yeah. who are trying to take a stand and whatnot, you know? They're coming in as in almost like they're insurgents, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, we need to have a military response. Like, I watched one where they herded the people through like two parking garages and then police cut them off on this end. And then they started like shooting into the crowd when they were trapped. And they had nowhere to go. And it's like, yeah. well, how is that a solution to anything? You know, like, what are you achieving?
Yeah. So, it's like, I'm angry. People are being killed and hurt that look like me. I'm going to go out. I need people to listen. I hate that this is happening. And then what happens to them?
Yeah.
They get hurt and shot for, you know, it's terrible. Gas, you know, like
exercising their right to protest.
Yeah, man. Like,
so I really enjoy seeing the videos and the pictures of like the police who come and they're there and they're not wearing, they don't have riot shields. They're not yeah. wearing gas masks. They're not there because they're like, okay, we're going to be taking action. Yeah. I kind of feel like it should be more of a thing where like you come in to help protect. And then if things are getting to the state where you need to have riot teams yeah. come in, then you bring in the riot teams,
yeah.
not bring the riot teams first. And then it's almost like you're
yeah.
enticing them to start fighting or
yeah.
or
they feel threatened
or they start pushing them and just spraying them and doing stuff yeah. to start the riot. So
yeah.
I've seen both things and I'm hoping that we can get to like more of like, let's march together. Like,
I know, you know, because I mean, you look at both sides, especially the ones that are looking at the other and saying you're wrong. Like, you know, the person that's like, you know, I support what you're going for, but these riots are terrible. You guys shouldn't be rioting. It's a small amount of people that are causing violence that also agree with these protests, you know? It's extremely small. And the other person can say, I don't think all cops are bad. You know, I support cops, just not the bad ones. It's a small amount of those yeah. cops that are making it bad for, you know, those people and stuff like that. You know, like, the things that we can be focusing on is like, you know, what kind of training and policies do police officers have, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
what should they do?
Maybe we don't step on people's necks, you know? Maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe yeah. that shouldn't be in the handbook. Or if it isn't prohibited, we should prohibit that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tricky because riots that are going on and stuff, and, you know, it's been going on for
mm-hmm.
a few days of riots in various cities across the country and stuff. And I understand, too, like, it's got to be a risky thing for cops to want to go in, and yeah. you don't know what kind of riot's going to occur. You don't know if anyone has a gun
mm-hmm.
and they could open fire on you. So, I mean, I want the cops to be prepared for that too, but I don't know. It's just a matter of like who's enticing and who's doing what and what is the whole message of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily about burning everything down. It's about equality for everybody.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's about like what can we put in place in terms of reform? What can we put in place in terms of the social justice mm-hmm. system? The criminal justice system. Yeah. I mean, sorry, like, you know, even just, you know, like how many years somebody gets for what is a nonviolent offense, you know, yeah. like even those things, like it tends to be more black people get into yeah. those systems, you know.
It's severely disproportionate.
And you have for-profit prisons and you have all these
privatized
other,
prisons like one of the worst.
That's where the systemic means.
Yeah.
It is inherent in the system. Even if it's not like actively bad, it's passively bad. It's passively mm-hmm. bad, I mean, you know? So
yeah, and when it comes to like the protests and the riots and stuff, the police are the ones in the position of power.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they're the ones setting the tone and the example. Which, you know, you push with violence, you get violence.
Yeah.
So
there's a question. I'll talk about this a little bit because I also watched a video that was discussing it a bit, and it was talking about the support for or against Floyd, which I think the biggest thing there, because some people are being like, why is he being a martyr when he's so bad? But regardless of how bad you were, like he, from what I was looking at, the reasons he was being arrested still didn't justify him being killed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a reason that victim blaming isn't allowed in courts of law.
Yeah. That, yeah. But like, if some people are being like, well, look at how bad he was and whatnot, and why should he have a memorial like this and stuff? Like, well, I think he also was the straw that broke the camel's back because there were so many other things. Like, Floyd's the big one that everyone's talking about now is I can't breathe and all this stuff. But there was Taylor, right? Who cops came in and shot her, I believe, while she was sleeping or while she was like, she had been in her bedroom, right? Yeah. And then there was also the one where the guy basically was hunted down, saying that he was robbing places. Sure. I want to say Aubrey, but I know it wasn't Aubrey. But I mean, I just think that there's been lots of instances, and that's the one that people have attached to because there was also one video evidence of the cop kneeling on the guy's neck. And that with all these things that have been going on, it's like, look, here is proof that he was, you know, kneeled on, saying he couldn't breathe. And the cops didn't care, and the rest just sat there while he was handcuffed.
A minute and a half. Regardless after of that argument of like, what did this person do?
Yeah,
you know what they didn't do? They didn't deserve to be killed in the street.
Yeah,
they're an American citizen. They deserve due process. Yeah. They deserve a day in court. They deserve to be able to fight for their own defense. They deserve to be able to live and prove and have a, you know, that's what a. That's a strange response to like, well, he's a bad person.
Yeah.
It's like, so? Yeah. Even if he wasn't, which I don't, I haven't looked at any of that stuff.
I saw like, someone talking about
you're not an executioner. Neither is that cop. That cop has a job. If he, if he needs to arrest this person, do so without smothering his neck.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. You know?
I mean, I saw some videos talking about how it's like, well, I don't support what's happening with Floyd. And I was like, well, the biggest issue isn't about Floyd as a person. That's not what they're saying. It's like how he was a good person, didn't deserve to die. It was about he didn't deserve to die because he was a person.
And even if, like, none of that matters, but even if it did, how does that cop know about his past?
Yeah.
You know, like, Jesus, man.
And why should that factor into how he treats him?
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't factor in. And there's probably no way that that cop even knew any of that information to begin with. He just saw the color of his skin and just decided to do what he was going to do.
That's right. He used a $20 counterfeit bill. Supposedly, there might have been drugs in his system, and supposedly he dropped a baggie of something. Were like the three things I heard. And I'm like, but that none of that justifies what occurred at all, you know?
No.
It wasn't like he pulled a gun out on somebody and tried to shoot, and they shot back in defense, you know? Like, that sounds more like a police accident versus this is just, I have authority, and you're staying here, and I don't care what you're saying, and now you've died, you know? So a lot of it, a lot of that stuff, I felt like as a person, it doesn't matter. The idea is, why was he not treated like if he would have been, the idea would have been like, would he have been treated that way if he was a white guy with the same background, $20 bill, all that kind of stuff, would they have treated him the same way?
Yeah.
And that's what people I think are standing up for and talking about right now. And that's the thing that needs to be talked about and discussed. Like, not necessarily like, oh, well, look how bad he was in the past. Like, not that.
Like when I like, really try to think, like, you know, because like when I first heard of white privilege, my first thoughts or, you know, at, you know, the first thing I thought of was like, well, I mean, I've struggled, you know, but like I remember someone talking to me and being like, when you're pulled over, how afraid are you?
Yeah.
Like,
so
I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, I mean, I don't want to get a ticket. It's like, no, how afraid are you that you're not going to, you might die or you might go to jail for something you didn't do? It's like, I'm not at all. I feel like, shit, they got me for speeding, you know? But like, you know, there's people out, there's, you know, there's black people that every single stop that ever happened in their lives, they fear it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a privilege I have. I never felt that kind of fear.
Yeah.
I keep my hands on the steering wheel and I know that I seem to be respectful and I might get away. They might just let me go and, hey, we're gonna slow it down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been kind of thinking about that lately. I haven't had many dealings with the police, and I have had no bad dealings with the police in our area.
Yeah.
But years back, when I was building a computer at Guess's, I had all the boxes and all the computer parts in the back of my car.
Yeah.
And I was driving home at like 2 a.m. in the morning. I ran a red light. This cop pulls me over. He's kind of looking suspiciously at all these computer parts in the back of my car. But he gives me a ticket for running the red light and lets me go.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he,
yeah.
But would that have been different?
But would it have been different? Yeah.
Yeah. That, and that's the thing. Like, and I feel like it's one of the reasons too why I'm like, especially this past week, I'm like, should I be posting anything on social media? When one, I usually don't. And two, like, what do I know? You know what I mean? Like, that's the trickiest thing for me is like, what do I know?
What do I have to say that isn't going to be better said by someone way more qualified than me?
True.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a fool who watches cartoons and movies about superheroes and yeah. then I talk about them, you know? Or like, there's so many more people who are maybe more educated or have lived in these kind of environments and or have yeah. lived that kind of life that know what
yeah.
what has been going on and maybe solutions on how to fix it. Where I'm like, I don't know what the solutions are, you know? Like, what should yeah. I say and what should no, someone, what should that. Someone else say? That's and am I taking up someone's space
yeah.
when someone should be looking at what they're saying and not what I'm saying, you know?
That's honestly been the most, that's been the thing for me for the entire week of me being like, I don't want to take someone's space
yeah.
or someone, like, I don't want to fill someone's ears.
Yeah, when they could be
when it could be talking to somebody, you know? Meaningful. But like that's the thing I've been wrestling with all week, even when we're talking about this, and like in terms of like what do we want like as Blind Wave to do, and I'm like I don't know. But you know, I was kind of talking or thinking about last night, being like, if there's one person out there that because of what Blind Wave is respects what I have to say, and I can say something, they're like, huh, yeah, interesting. I might go look up this more. Then yeah, I got a responsibility to do it. Then you know.
Well, I feel like it's also. For me, anyway, it's one of the positives of Twitter, because I've only really been using Twitter recently,
yeah.
More actively. And like before, when I wasn't using it, I was upset and I'm still upset about things that are happening in Hong Kong. Mm. But I just didn't have the knowledge or people I trusted to be able to point me to resources to be able to help or do anything with that.
Yeah.
But because I've been using Twitter more, I can see people that I know and trust and who are more educated in the situation than me. And I can see them pointing to like actionable things that you can do.
Yeah.
So for me, I think it's a benefit in this case of having a social media. I mean, obviously there's a lot of garbage. I mean, there's probably more garbage on social media than helpful information.
Yeah.
But at least it's there and it doesn't have to be funneled through any corporation with an agenda mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Or biases.
You know,
or,
and anyone can say anything is a thing too, yeah. you know? The matter is like trying to sift through, you know, the thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets to try to figure out like, well, what's real, what's important, what is, you know, what is against this and what is for it, you know? Like I don't want to look at someone who took data and I find out later that they're a white supremacist, like twisting it for their own agenda, and I thought, oh man, look at this, man, I didn't know that this is true. And I find out that later on that it's all wrong, you know? So it's yeah. just a matter of like, I got to figure out who I can trust and who has a good voice and where I should go with information, you know?
It's similar to the same way whenever I reevaluated how I felt. Because I was a very, very religious person early in my life.
Yeah.
And I got to the point one time where I was just like, I need to reevaluate why I believe the things I believe. And while I ultimately, you know, left that part of my life behind, like it taught me a really, in my opinion, a really valuable thing where let's say I go to a Twitter post and then I see the responses and I'm like, well, this person is really in support and this one is way not in support.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look at each of those and being like, why does that person feel that way? And is there any merit to why? Like, what justifies that belief, you know?
Yeah.
And be like, all right, now I'm going to go to this one that I initially feel like, oh, I hate this guy's response. Try to put myself in that situation and is there merit, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like it's really helped me in terms of like, especially, you know, being on YouTube, we get a lot of varying degrees on our appearance and our opinions and the way we speak and what we don't do and don't say.
Yeah.
That it kind of just rolls off me now. But every once in a while, there's one where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I do bulldozer over you guys when I'm talking, you know? I guess stop doing that, you know? Like, even though the person that said it was really angry and mean to me when they yeah. said it, you know? It's like, well, he's right, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. For me, one of the most important things that school can teach, and it really doesn't get taught at a level where it matters until college, is being able to find reliable information. Like,
yeah.
you know, if you're in a history degree or a science degree or something, like, they teach you how to find these good sources and cite them and things.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something that should be done very early in school. especially now, where mm-hmm. information is just everywhere,
yeah.
and it can be harmful, where we need to be teaching these kids how to find reliable information that are as free as biases as possible. I mean, it's all human information,
yeah.
so there's going to be biases imparted into it at some point,
yeah. Yeah.
but just try to find something that is as free from that as possible. Is like Aaron said about, you know, trying to teach that, the lesson he's trying to teach to his kids, that's one of the lessons I'm trying to teach to mine.
Sure. It's kind of similar to what happened this week too with Trump's tweet about mail-in ballots, and then Twitter being like, here's the real information about it,
right?
Here's how yeah. you can go and get that information, and now there's an executive order. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yeah. Jesus, you know, like it's so important. You know, I got real comfortable with saying, I don't know, let me try to figure it out, like the older and older I get. Mm-hmm. I used to feel like when I was a teenager, like, no, I need to be certain and I need to be confident. And if people see me as confident, they're going to think I'm more certain. And thus that circle just keeps going, you know? But there's a lot of power in saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
And a lot of power in saying, like, how can I figure it out? Maybe yeah. I can't figure it out. But it's important not to just assume you got the answer.
Any
you
know? Teacher worth their salt loves that answer.
Yeah.
Of like, I don't know, but I want to learn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we haven't had podcasts like this.
We haven't.
We often have discussions no. like this. As yeah. blind way by ourselves.
Yeah.
We have talked about this yeah. kind of stuff alone. And like I said, through the week, like this last yeah. week, we've talked. You know, there's been a few days where we were just like, all right, we haven't filmed for an hour because yeah. we've been discussing different various things and what's been going on and, you know, the idea of fact-checking on Twitter and yeah. riots and protests. With our discussions,
I've literally changed my mind on a couple things already this week, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. So it is a little weird because, mm-hmm. like, usually we don't dive into a lot of these kind of topics purposefully. And subjects and stuff just because, yeah. like, we want to be that kind of, like Rick was talking about with his stream, like we like to be the escape. We like to be a community of friends who get to like, let's hang out, talk about stuff, yeah. not worry about a lot of the stresses and stuff in the world and whatnot. Yeah. But this stuff too, like that's going on right now. Like number one, I do feel like it's very important. Number mm-hmm. two, it's everywhere. Everyone's talking about things. Lots of people are making statements and stuff too. And I feel like we also didn't feel like it was fair to not voice our thoughts on
sure.
a lot of these issues and what's been going on and how we feel about a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you know, I'm so proud of our community and especially the Discord community because those are the ones that I interact and know the most.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you have people in there with different political views and different religious views, but they can all come together and talk about things that they love.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key to change mm-hmm. is getting people on common ground so that they can have discussions and not having people be shut out or shutting down any sort of communities or discourse or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, yeah. I mean, just looking at like, I know there's been some talk in like our Discord. I've also been watching like our mods have been trying to talk about like, well, what can we do? You sure. know? And like, they're looking at like, is there a way of raising awareness or what can we say or how can we help share information and that kind of stuff too? And that's not because any like it wasn't because I said, hey, why don't you guys figure this stuff out? It's because they were all like, this is important to us and we want to make sure that people have information or, you know, at least know that there's support around here for, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you know, applause to them on like working on that without any of our help. Yeah. You know, like because like lot of it's been like trying to figure out like because also this all has happened in the middle of Pride Month. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, mm-hmm. usually I know our Discord usually changes and shows a yeah. pride flag and stuff, too, in support of that kind of, you know, topic. But with this here, it's like, so what do we show support for and how do we do it? And what you know, it's a little tricky situation. I watch them on discussions all the time on mm-hmm. what to do and how to do it. And I don't know, a little proud of them on trying to, like, we want to help people with this topic, you know? So,
yeah. And there's a pandemic still going on.
Yeah.
Which is easy to yeah. forget.
I know.
True. And that's another thing, 24, too.
24,000 like, new cases in the U.S.
Over 100,000 yeah. total.
Yep.
Which has been an issue where we're like, I was like, well, should I go to a protest? Should I not go to a protest? I don't want to get a virus. My son has kind of an immune deficiency mm-hmm. and has had issues. And we, you know, Melanie's very scared of him getting something. But
yeah, that was legit reason. Like, I was like, any other time, I think I'm really interested. I'm going to go to that and, you know. at the very least observe, you know? But then I was thinking maybe I shouldn't, because there's still like a worldwide pandemic that's changed every facet of my life. Maybe I shouldn't go, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch the video afterwards, but no, I do really want to go.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's going to be like outdoors and we should be able to keep our distances. We're going to keep as safe as possible. I'll be wearing a face mask when I go there for other people's benefit.
Yeah.
And two, like, it's not true in all of Ohio, but at least Washington County, the cases have been dropping.
We're in a very low-risk area. I mean, we're in a very non-dense area as well. So,
yeah,
there's not, you know, much. But it is here, and we just want to be as careful as possible, too. That's why we're still, you know, having the physical distancing that we do on camera, and we all got, you know, our face mask and stuff like that, you know, just to, not only to, you know, protect ourselves, but also just stay in that mindset. Like, I'm always in that mindset now, so I'm never forgetting, like, when I'm out getting gas or something, I don't wear my mask inside to go pay or something like that. I'm always in that mindset, you know?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's been good that we're in a lower populated area where hopefully it's not, the virus isn't as spread as other denser locations and stuff, and how much, you know, New York and stuff got hit with that. But with, you know, Memorial Day happening and stuff too, it was already speculated that it was going to be growing because of that. And then with protests and stuff too, I'm sure that that's also been kind of a little bit of an increase, you know, like there's been lots of people gathering for various reasons and stuff over the last few weeks. So
yeah,
hopefully that can kind of still be watched. It's tricky because I feel like right now you hear a lot about protests and you don't hear a lot about, you know, the virus and stuff too. Like, I haven't. I had to search to see numbers and stuff. You know, it wasn't like...
It's not on the front page or anything.
For me, you know?
That's the thing that... And we talked about this earlier today. Like, one of the reasons, like, I feel like it's good for us to speak out on a format like this is I don't want this to become another victim to the news cycle. Because the next big thing's going to come along and who's going to forget about... You know, people are going to forget about this. And they shouldn't. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's the largest... protest event like in history.
Crazy. Yeah.
In the history of the world.
I was honestly very surprised that all 50 states have had protests on this. And then I was even more surprised to learn other countries have had protests on this, because I thought it was like a U.S. issue that was going on. And I saw like, oh, look, England. Oh, look, Germany. Oh, you know, like, I'm like, oh,
Austria.
Wow. Like, it really surprised me.
Yeah.
So
I think somebody said in chat a while ago, there was like 50,000 people that assembled. And the protest was completely peaceful. In fact, the police that assembled there like helped them and everything.
I feel like that's how it should, you know.
That's how it should be.
If it's possible for them to do it, that's how it should be done, you know. I'm sure violence is going to occur because humans do dumb stuff, you know, and it kind of happens. But if the agenda is a peaceful protest, I hope more of the response for police is to come in and allow the protest and not to be pushing back immediately, you know. But no, I mean, I saw some stuff with like John Boyega in London with the protests and speaking out and stuff too, and like it's just, one, it's crazy how many people are involved with it, and two, it was crazy to me of like how many different countries are involved with it. So
I saw the Australian news people getting like beaten up by police as well.
Was that was in the churchyard, right? That
was
cleared out so Trump could have his photo op.
Which, I mean, that's, I saw that, and then I heard that was what happened, and then there's also another article saying no, that's not what happened, here's what happened. And I'm like, so which one of those am I supposed to believe? This site sourcing this, and this site showing these videos.
That's the worst thing about it, is because like, one, you start to feel helpless and you start to feel like, okay, I need to educate myself. Now I have to trust sources, or I can have a source that is perfectly wanting to do the right thing, but their source is wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And you have that kind of thing. And then you have this bullshit thing, which is it's one of the biggest problems in our country, is this two-party, you know, system
Democrat,
we have
Republican
that
stuff.
Demonizes the other side, you know? Like... even if I agree with certain things with a right-wing person, but they use the word libtard, I don't have any respect for them, because I have a lot of respect for people on the other side. A lot of my family members and I have completely different beliefs on almost every subject.
Yeah.
But we get along just fine. We hug each other. We support each other. we, you know, we talk about those things, and sometimes I get closer to them and they get closer to me in terms of an issue. But like when you demonize that other side, if you use that kind of language or those kind of actions, or you go on and troll or attack somebody, like it is antithetical to progress. Well, I mean, it's so stupid. It's
doing that, I think it hurts America, but I think it helps the politicians in the long run because it makes people more passionate, it makes people afraid, and it makes people more manipulatable.
I know. Like,
yeah, because they don't know who to trust. They will always listen to the person that they trust the most.
Yeah.
If you can say what that person wants to hear, then they're going to trust you more, and they're going to do what you want.
I've thought for a while that like party-wise shouldn't be the way that things are set up. It should be more about like, here's a person and here's the issues they stand for, and they're running for president.
Yeah.
You know, and they should go more of that route. Because whenever you have the two-party system, and even not, whenever you have two issues and everyone's divided, and then you start, demonizing. Like I've seen so many people on Facebook talking about how they've blocked and unfollowed family and friends and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't think so far, and I don't post on Facebook a lot, but I feel like I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because then number one, I'm closing that avenue of conversation.
Yeah.
Like it might depend on the person. If they're family and friends, I don't feel like they're just a troll. I feel like if they're either ignorant or they have some reasons why they think one way, and it's a matter of a conversation as to them understanding and me understanding what the issues are that they think one way and I think the other
way. But that's a real hard bridge to burn.
To just close the door entirely, and now you've cut off that conversation, and maybe now you've cut out friends or you've cut out family and all kinds of stuff. So it's a tricky situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I sometimes I watch people like, all right, I just blocked 30 people now that are bigoted and racist and stuff. And I'm like, but were they, or were you guys arguing online, which is easy to get miscommunicated on? Because most people on Facebook, I feel like they are friends with Facebook friends for friends, family, and that kind of stuff. It's not a random internet troll issue like Reddit. Like Reddit, Twitter. I can see a post happen, or Twitter. Yeah, maybe even Twitter. Like so anyone can just respond and just start trolling and saying things. But like you're blocking friends and family and stuff like that. Like, I feel like that's a conversation time, you know? And maybe both of you can kind of learn something in some way or fashion. Because it's, even though I'm saying like, here's what I believe, maybe it doesn't mean I'm 100% right, you know? Like I might be missing various topics that I don't know I'm missing.
Sure.
And those subjects need to be discussed. And the only way to do those is to discuss those with people with opposite viewpoints.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can come to a medium ground.
Well, and the other thing too is like, you know, if those people have kids, like maybe kids can see the other side through you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think it this way has to be said, but like the other way too, from the left and right spectrum is true as well. Like I have friends that, you know, will talk about, you know, how much they despise hunting or, you know, gun laws and stuff like that. And I have beliefs, and then family members that, you know, can sit down and talk to you about, you know, like my dad taught me nothing but respect and discipline when it came to firearms, you know, how important it is to keep populations of deer down so that they don't starve to death, or they don't, you know, we don't
spread
have people dying from
stuff
from car crashes, because there's more, you know, there's more deer now than there ever were in the history of North America, you know?
Yeah.
And like those kind of things, like, I can't stand when somebody just dismisses outhand all of another side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so like frustrating, and it gives me a feeling that I know people like on the right have, where it's like, well, fuck you too. You know, it's so frustrating that like that's how our system is designed, and then you have to pick this motherfucker or this motherfucker to fuck everything up.
Yeah, essentially, yeah, that's what it is. You get this choice or that choice because all the other choices didn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
It's a very frustrating way that our, I don't know, that the democracy system that we have right now works.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know a lot of people, too, they've chosen to be Democrat because it is the closest to their viewpoints.
Yeah.
But it isn't their viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And no, then they have to take bad with the good.
And then when they have, like, people are like, oh, well, you're a Democrat, you're loyalist to them. It's like, well, no, I'm not. It's just the closest I have.
I know.
Like, I don't feel like I personally go with either party. But a lot of those things, you have to pick a side and vote with different things, or you have to, like,
It's literally a war tactic. It's divide and conquer.
It is. It really is.
It's really simple when you think about how transparent that is, but we all just, that's how it is. What are you going to do?
It's been that way for as long as we can remember. We just accept it.
That's another one of the issues that, maybe some of this kind of stuff can also, because what's going on now does stem, I think, from a little bit of that as well.
Yeah.
You know, the having Republicans and Democrats and just talking about issues, but talking about parties, you know?
Yeah. And a local city close to us had a protest last week, and it was a peaceful protest. But even then, you had, kind of like on the social media about it was just fucking insane. You know, like some of the comments about people walking down the street saying like Black Lives Matter, like the response that gives to a certain segment of people in our area is just maddening. It makes me embarrassed to be around them. I'm interested to go to this one here, but I also hope I'm not seeing
What will we see?
Well, the response to it,
I want
to
hope that our community here locally does well. I want to hope that they're mostly good, but I know that they're, I know it's not all, I know that there's got to be.
Like, we are a college town with a liberal arts college.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like the college is a very good ground of supporting and teaching quality and things like that. But I see a lot of Confederate flags. I've seen a lot of racists in my time.
So there's a bunch of Confederate flags flown out of the back of pickup trucks around here. Mm-hmm.
And it's a
also the community college. That's right, Don.
You see some of that stuff too. There's that thing of
it's an education problem.
Why are they doing it? Is it a fad? And they're like, "Oh, look at this! I'm a country boy." A lot of country boys
grew up watching Dukes of Hazzard, and General Lee has an. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it goes. It jumps over rivers and shit. And it has a Confederate flag on there. And aren't you proud to be from the South, or aren't you proud to be rural?
Yeah,
to be and I am. I actually am proud to be rural. I love my childhood, and I love my family and stuff like that. But also, that flag stands for a lot of things that isn't the things that you like.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is it your choice to like the things that you think it stands for, or is it your responsibility to understand what those? Well, this is about states' rights in the South, and it's like, their right to have slaves. go to any prominent history professor; they're going to tell you that's what that was about, man. And you just, as much as the swastika was a Native American. Iconography, we can't use it.
Yeah.
No. You shouldn't have that.
It's still in our courthouse, right?
It's backwards.
Yeah.
It's still there, right?
It's in the tile.
I wasn't sure if they'd ever remove that out of fear of that in our courthouse on the floor it's a reverse swastika that was a Native American symbol. But if you just see it, especially if you're not like, oh man, you're just looking at the swastika. That's what you see,
It's awesome, man. Like with the Confederate flag, like it is straight up a rebel flag. That's the rebel battle flag.
Yeah.
It's as un-American as you can be, in my opinion. But, there's people with hats on it. It's on the back of their trucks. It's on their shirts. And I don't want to go up and be like, hey, it's time for me to give you some education, because they can do what they want, in my opinion, it's a freedom of speech, a freedom to express yourself. But I don't want to be judged for being around that or being okay with that too. So it's a complicated issue.
All of it is. And some of that too comes down to the education and what people believe. And if they believe that this is a flag standing for I'm country, versus what it was used for back during Civil War and stuff, it's different,
a lot of that stuff and most of the Confederate monuments was all done well after the Confederacy to spin it in a different direction.
The swastika, just for people in the chat, it's actually a relatively simple symbol, and it appears in a lot of different cultures all over the earth. There is a specific Native American tribe that was based here that did use it. It's backwards, obviously.
Yeah, it's reversed.
Yeah. So, it actually appears in the tile work of our local courthouse, and it's to the point where they have a plaque and a thing explaining, hey,
this is
not a swastika. We're trying to honor the people that lived here, So,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw people being like, no, it's India.
It's a lot of things.
And it's it very well could be. There could be a lot of versions of it, because it's just a matter of the shape and you know, what it looks like, and like how many red, white, and blue flags are there, you know? It doesn't mean that they're all like United States or anything. So it's just a matter of slight changes. One of our discussion topics about talking about these topics was like, will that be the entire podcast? You know, usually we don't do that, but at the same time, like, I don't want to go into this kind of stuff. I'm like, all right, guys, what was your favorite thing of the week? You know, like, what's been the great things that have been going on?
No.
So, I mean, one of the things, like, I guess, is like looking forward at what's going on. I'm very interested on the protests locally, because like there's been so many protests and stuff, and I was like, man, I wonder how big this is, like, where's it all going to? And then Columbus had one, and then locally, Parkersburg was like 20 minutes away, had one last week. So having one here in Marietta honestly kind of surprised me. I wasn't expecting someone to like start putting one together, but I'm very interested on like, one, who's going to show up.
I figured the college would put one together, but the college also isn't in session right now.
I also don't believe they are.
They did send out an email blast. I saw with a pretty strong stance, which I appreciated, but
I know that there's been conversations about the last protest that was about 20 minutes away had like individuals showing up, and they were there for like, they said they were there for protecting, but some people say that they're there for intimidating. And I'm like, well, I hope that ours is decent, because I've also heard people like rumors of like buses coming down to cause problems. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I hope not. I hope that's not what's going on. So usually our town's fairly small and like quiet, you know, like I don't feel like there's usually too much going on here. So I'm hoping the protest is just a good and nice protest and doesn't turn into any kind of issue.
I sometimes feel like the unofficial like slogan of Marietta should be like, don't bother anyone. Because a lot of people just like,
we're a lot like
people are nice,
way.
But they also just like, there's just kind of toleration of like, just don't get in someone's way, or, you know, make someone's day like shitty or something, you know?
Yeah.
Which is why, like, Bible guy on the corner, I'm always like, man, he just ain't following the code, man. Don't bother.
I remember talking about when we released the behind the scenes black sales thing. Of like, everyone in Meredith seems so friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Midwest, man. And I know a lot of like people that live in big cities, you know, it's a culture shock sometimes when you come out here.
Yeah.
You're just like, all right, everybody just tends to be nice and to themselves, you know?
Yeah.
I grew up like literally, you know, Calvin knows exactly where, like on a farm outside of the city, which is Marietta, which ain't a big city.
It's not a city, no.
But like every single person on when you're driving, you wave to.
Yeah.
Like, and every they wave car. Back.
Yeah.
Every car.
You wave to.
Every time I drive by heading home down Front Street, there is this one house, and almost every day I drive home, there is a group of guys sitting underneath like this little like tent thing, and every day they wave at me. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
They just sit there like every day. There's some old guys. They always wave every time I go by. And I'm like, I always wave. Like, I feel like I need to now, because I'm like, oh, I started this when they waved the first time.
Yeah.
I don't want to ignore them one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like an idiot if I'm driving down Hadley and just wave at everybody. You know, they're like, who the hell's that asshole?
It's so
stick
different.
Stick to your guns.
It's so different being here in LA. Like, if here, if someone comes up and like starts a conversation with you, it's just because they're nice and friendly. In LA, it's because they want money.
Yeah. You
know? Hey, man, how's it going? All good. See you later.
Yeah.
Versus,
at the very least, the places we were at, which are admittedly tourist traps.
They're tourist areas. You know? That's really what it is. So, but yeah, no, I'm just.
You guys ever do the finger wave where like your hand is steering wheel
and then you just.
Yeah. I just remember so many like country guys. That's what they did. They finger waved.
Finger wave.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, we also had recently. I don't know if you guys saw, but I was talking to Eric, I think, about it, where I saw pictures where like some Front Street businesses got like rocks thrown through their the windows.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know what that is. I doubt it's related because nothing's happened in Marietta yet, but
I'm assuming it's white kids.
Maybe.
Always my assumption.
That's
anytime
the highest,
something goes wrong.
I mean,
in Marietta.
We're predominantly, but why? You know, are they just causing problems and they're drunks? You know, I don't know.
All of the problems that I've seen happen in Marietta,
like were skater kids,
were like drunk white people.
Well,
adolescents.
A lot of country people.
It's people that are bored.
Yeah.
Don't have, you know, something to occupy their time.
But I just wonder, like, was it two kids, like, riding?
Dumb kids, yeah.
You know, like,
I had dumb shit when I was a kid.
What was the reason?
I was just in the woods as opposed to in an alley. You know?
Yeah.
One time, me and my friend just spent the whole day just tearing down one tree.
Why?
I don't know. Just bored.
We tied.
It was a tree that needed to go because we were making like a campground, you know, and it was like almost dead. But we would like, we spent like an hour trying to like lasso a rope over like this tallest branch, and then we tied it to the four wheeler and tried to break it off. And it just took 2 hours. But when it happened, we were like, ah, you know, like you take the same stupid kids with nothing to do and put them in fucking Williamstown, they're gonna break some windows.
Yeah,
you know, which was exactly what I did with my cousins when I would go and visit in Williamstown. I'm like, why are we bringing windows? Like, what else are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know.
Video games, damn it.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I did. I play video games. I tore down a tree one time. That's for a Christmas tree because we didn't have a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then my dad the next day went and got a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So we had two. But the one I got was like a stupid little Charlie Brown tree. It was terrible.
Aaron and I went ghost hunting in an abandoned house one time.
Hey, that window was already broken
too. Exactly.
So. I was like, well, someone else did it. So we're not breaking. We're just entering. So
I can. We have a number of very generous donations, gifts. I can start reading those off.
Yeah, and then for those that are joining us, we did announce earlier that for the next week, so from the beginning of this podcast into the end of next week's podcast, every single donation, every single bit, every single sub, anything that our Twitch channel earns is going to be donated. And that's going to be to the, what is exactly?
The NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
Legal Defense Fund.
And then Blind Wave is also going to be making a donation as well.
So anyway, just keep that in mind. Throughout the week, we're going to be having a stream tomorrow at 3. There'll be a stream with me Saturday at 2, Monday evening with Aaron, Rick on Tuesday, Calvin on Wednesday, and then again, podcast next week. So anything that's given during the is going to be going to that. So,
But yeah, we can go through some of the feed of some of the things that have come through, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's been like some things in there too that we want to read out that might also.
There's a few things, and I saw some people were like highlighting some messages. I'm not sure if anyone asked any questions. Do you want to look at those? Or do you want me to pull those up?
I mean, I can open questions if you're looking at the other.
Wow, Ravenous just gifted 25 subs. Thank you, Ravenous.
Did indeed. And again, if you're giving, that's great, but I might not suggest buying bits just for the purpose of giving, because more money will get to the causes that need it if you donate that directly.
Yes.
All right. So Alicia started things off. Resubscribing for 25 months.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you very much. Kreas, resubscribe for 13 months.
Thank you, Kreas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Viridian, subscribe for 7 months, saying woohoo.
Viridian, thank you.
go back an hour, which maybe that's correct.
I say the woohoo that's one. About right. This is probably starting like right when we were starting up everything, too, before we said like what these things were going for.
Yeah.
Little did you know.
Frank Malone with 100 bits saying hello everyone, and then he also gifted 5 subs and has gifted many 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 more throughout the stream. Hilding 200 bits weekly loving hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Thank you Hilding.
Lano Games resubscribed for 26 months.
Thank you Lano.
Thank you Lano.
Thank you.
Editor.
Jedi Chicks resubscribed for 4 months.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Jedi
Chicks. Yep. Franklin Lowe gifted 6 subs.
Thank you, Franklin.
Thank you, Franklin. I think he gives us some more after that, too.
I believe he did.
Yes. Chris Fizz with 100 bits.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris, thank you.
TX Home Slinger with 100 bits and Lord Oni with 500 bits asking, how are you guys?
Doing good. Thank you.
We're doing well. Sandman with 95 bits. It's been a long time since I've been on the podcast live, so here are all my bits.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Calder Robin gifted 10 subs.
Thank you, Calder Robin.
Calder.
Bat's Joke cheered 100 bits. Kangaroos are great. I think he said that last week, too.
He's right.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are great.
Is this because of the buff conversation?
Yeah.
Probably.
The buff kangaroos. Yeah.
Tattoo Mo resubscribed at tier 2 for 11 months.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Calder Robin, 500 bits. I really appreciate you guys talking about this today.
Thank you. We got a hype train going right now.
Yeah. Awesome. What's it at?
It's at level 2, 30% right now.
I hit level 2.
Yeah. Level 2.
Damn, how'd I hit level
2 right away, I think.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
AutoVraw, resubscribe for 13 months. Probably butchered that one, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I Am No Man, subscribe for the first time. I love that name.
I Am No Man.
Thank you, I
Am. Lord of the Rings.
It's from Lord of the Rings, right? The Dr. Robitussin resubscribed for 24 months. That's 2 years. I finally made it. Love the content like always, especially in these unbelievable times. I can always look forward to the amazing positive vibes that Blind Wave gives. Looking forward to the 3-year mark. Much love. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, wow. 2 years. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. If you shake him up, do you get more Tussin?
Gondar resubscribed for 24 months.
Thank you, Gondar.
Thank you, Gondar.
C. Stu resubscribed for 15 months. Y'all the best. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you very much.
FNG Connor subscribed for the first time. A lot of first-time subscribers, and we really appreciate it. Scan Lan something something Wildcat, 200 bits. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wildcat.
Thackman resubscribed for 19 months. Black Lives Matter.
Yes, Thack.
Top Screen, 200 bits. More bits for a good cause.
Thank you, Top Screen.
Thank you.
More. Now you can do 100? Oh, my gosh.
Big Fat Gooner, 300 bits. Well played, Blind Wave. I feel kind of weird reading praise for us, but I guess I'll just read the messages.
Usually, yeah.
As
yeah.
they're written.
Yeah, usually we're being trolled and...
Well, it's just, you know, we're not doing this for praise.
Yeah.
TX Home Slinger, 200 bits. Thank you, Blind Wave crew. It's about time for some change. We all have a part to play.
Yep.
Aaron, 200 bits.
I didn't do it.
Thank not you, this Aaron. Aaron A25.
Oh, thank you. Like I didn't do anything.
Ryan Whittleson, 300 bits.
Thank you, Ryan.
Jim, 1,500 bits.
Thank you, Jim.
Jason tipped $55.65.
Wow.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You, Jason.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Very generous.
Eddie, 300 bits. Bless you guys.
Thank you, Eddie.
As well.
Thank you.
Nadal Lenny, 100 bits. So happy seeing you guys talking about this. So important since you have such a big audience and following. Just stay safe at the protests. Love you guys. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Thanks, Lenny.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's one of the things, too, with us like looking at, because we talk about going together for it, too, so that rather than like one of us just being out in a crowd or anything like that, at least that way being together, we can be more, number one, be more unified with it. Number two, if things go wrong, we're also together.
Together.
Yeah, we can help like keep each other safe and stuff.
Yep. Giant Hayden, 400 bits. Glad to see you guys taking steps to help support positive change and hope you all are safe when you go out to protest.
Thank you, Hayden.
Strange Love KW, 1,000 bits.
Thank you.
Get Your Hero On, subscribed for 2 months, and Marvelous JJ, 500 bits, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Stay safe and thank you. Much love from Poland.
Thank you very much.
71% hype train, level 2.
Awesome. Gorgon Fish, 1,500 bits, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Thanks for doing your part for the bigger whole.
Thank you, Gorgon.
Thank you.
Ravenous resubscribed for what's got to be close to the record, 35 months.
It's up there.
There's a group of people that have been subscribed as long as they could be subscribed.
Yeah. That's amazing. They subscribed the first week that we got partnered.
Ravenous might be one of them. I'm pretty sure Tone's one of them.
Tone is one of them as well, yeah.
Hilding, 5,000 bits. Here's my donation to a great cause by the greatest channel anywhere.
Thank you very much, Hilding.
Thank you, Hilding.
Tucker, 1997, cheered 50 bits. And Lord Oni cheered 10,000 bits. Just wanted to support you guys. I'm a white guy with a mixed wife and interracial in-laws. Just wanted to help support through you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
We really appreciate that.
That's one of the things, too, that I've been seeing, too, is like if you have anybody in your life, even if you aren't Black, having a wife or a cousin or a relative in any way, like this should be your fight too, because you're fighting for whoever that person is,
for your family, your friends,
also have that equality and stuff too. So yeah,
and I want to mention this before I forgot to mention it, but in case you're not aware, Shane is not here because he's dealing with some mental issues, but even though I don't want to speak for him, his voice is with us in support of this issue.
Yes, yeah. We've been in contact with him with our talks and stuff.
So I did want to
100% behind us as well.
And some of you guys have noticed that he is slowly trickling back into some of the reactions and stuff like that. But we just wanted to make sure that we're communicating with him about this kind of stuff, and then also about like how much or how often he's going to be working his way back into the normal swing of things.
Yeah. Tad Funderman tipped $20. Great idea and cause. This is by far the least I can do. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Tad.
Thank you very much. Call to Robin, 100 bits. Guilt is natural. It's what you do with it that counts. Thank you guys for having this conversation.
Thank you very much.
Townsend, another 36 months. 3 years, baby.
Hey, cool. 3 years. Thank you, Townsend.
Dang.
And Brother Tone, like we said before, 36 months at tier 3. 36 months, 3 years hasn't been that long. We've come a long way from Aaron's Twitch streams in the early days. I'm proud of your guys' growth and the work you've put together. Where you are now, I'm looking forward to the next 3 years and what it brings. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Awesome.
Yeah, he said last Thursday was our 3-year anniversary of being a Twitch affiliate.
Wow. Patrick Bro cheered 2,600 bits.
Thank you, Patrick.
And then Brother Tone gifted 36 subs.
Jeez. One for each month.
Yeah. That's okay. That makes sense. Thank you, Tone. Yeah,
thank you very much, Tone.
I'm Chubby Cheeks. We subscribed for 4 months, and Wolf Nation channel cheered 1,500 bits, saying, glad you guys aren't staying silent and taking some action. Just another reason why I love you guys.
Wolf Nation. Dang it. I was going to do it with you.
I haven't done it for so long.
It's been so long.
Thank you, Wolf Nation.
Thank you, Wolf Nation, and I'm Chubby Cheeks. Falcon King, we subscribed for 3 months, and Dream Child cheered 100 bits, saying, I respect you guys and what you're doing so much. Don't ever feel that you can't speak your minds. Best wishes from across the pond.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a hell of a pond.
Hell of a pond.
That's what they call it.
J501st gifted 3 subs.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Digital Nick, resubscribed for 8 months.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
J501st also resubscribed for 2 months. As an African American and fellow Star Wars fan, I've been watching you guys for years. Love you guys.
Well, thank you.
We love you too, Jay. And Brother Tone also cheered 3,600 bits. So he has a theme today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has a message here. Love you guys in this community. Glad to hear you speaking up and helping us have these discussions. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Thank you, Tone.
Thank you, Tone.
I am Norman cheered 100 bits.
Thank you, Norman.
Thank you, Norman. Thank
you. Jung Badge, resubscribed for 29 months.
29, wow.
Thank you.
Which is no slouch either. Mm-hmm. D. Frank cheered 5,000 bits. One of the many things I love about you guys is that you were able to be intelligently nuanced, have intelligently nuanced conversations, be able to be empathetic to others, as well as be a happy place for people to come in these dark times. Thank you for everything you do. P.S. Hope this sparks change and this awful shit stops. Hashtag yep. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Thank you very much. They got up to level 3 on the hype train. There's still 45 seconds left, but they got 17% of it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So thank you.
And I'm just, I'm getting a little choked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wargaria subscribed for 5 months. Woo, 5 months. I'm mainly a YouTube viewer, but I try to pop into Twitch to sub every month to show my support. I love everything you guys do. Never played it myself, but I'm loving Aaron's Dark Souls highlights. Mm. Keep going strong and stay healthy.
Well, thank you.
As a person that's never played Dark Souls, I'm loving them as well. They're a lot of fun. So really, if you're a member of the channel or you're watching right now or whatever, go check him out because he has like, how many do you have now?
What episodes?
Yeah, like episodes 8 on YouTube.
I think it's 8 now.
There's like 8 highlights. They're really, really fun.
I think like 30 minutes long.
It's fun for me to just watch the game, honestly, because I don't know if I'll ever have the courage to play it, but it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a tough game. I too love watching Aaron suffer, says Ackerman.
Naz Dream resubscribed for 3 months, and Zaw Flirtin Flouse cheered 10 bits, saying, not to get too political, but what do you all think of the Trade Federation's illegal occupation of Naboo?
Yeah, we're being raided right now.
That's my favorite question.
That's a good question.
Fry him up. Thank you.
Fry him up.
Bringing 124 viewers to us.
Yeah, I was reading and I was like, do I read this one? And then I got to the end of it. I was like, oh, that's pretty great.
Well, thank you, Fry him up.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Hope your stream went well. We've just kind of gone through some conversations about some of the stuff and we're reading through. Right now, all the bits, subs, and everything that we're getting in for this podcast and then for the next week is for the NAACP legal fund.
Yep.
So legal we have that going fund. Through right now. Yeah, legal defense.
That's a brain fart.
There's a word I was missing. I forgot which word I was missing. So.
Yeah, So every piece of donation that's for our channel will be going for the next week. Yes. Yeah.
So we're going through and having conversations with some of the people and what they've been saying a little bit. As our conversation has been going on for the last mm-hmm. hour.
And they got some kind of coffee pasta going on in here too.
Coffee pots, what?
Coffee pasta. It's just like a...
pasta.
Yeah.
I used to say coffee pots. And I was like, coffee pots? No, I get you.
Coffee pot.
Shane and Melissa with 10 bits support both Pride and Black Lives Matter. Gay and trans black men are the biggest prosecuted section of the gay community, routinely killed for being who they are. There are lots of different charities that help them show love.
Yeah.
Depressed Moose resubscribed for 3 months. Hope you feel better, Moose.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Bigfoot resubscribed for 19 months. Hey, guys. Hope you and your families have been well. I'm glad you're all speaking on it because we should be talking as a people in general. I'm glad that the world is speaking about how these issues go past our borders and hope it causes true change. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Thank you, Bigfoot.
Eddie the Head resubscribed for 9 months, simply saying, sup.
Thank you. Fry 'em Up said it's a game reference. Sorry for the spam.
That's okay. And this next time you guys do this, just like they're saying in chat, do the Darth Plagueis story.
Yeah.
Darth Plagueis story, that'd be a good one.
Nixie Neko, subscribe for the first time.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nixie.
Ravenous gifted 25 subs.
Thank you, Ravenous. Appreciate it.
People of Tauri subscribe for the first time.
And Franklin... People of Tauri.
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 Oh. I think he said yes. People of Atari. I'm like, yeah.
Franklin Lowe gifted a sub.
Thank you, Franklin.
Thank you, Franklin.
Along with five more.
Thank you for those as well.
Thank you, Franklin.
Cornelius, resubscribed for 35 months.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Strange Love KW gave 500 bits. Chris Fizz gave 100 bits. And Morlon gave 1,600 bits.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Very generous. Thank you very much.
It's going towards a good cause.
I'm going to read this one before I read it.
While you read that, this one was sent by the Scott named Lewis earlier in the send a question section that you can do with the channel points.
Okay.
But it just says, not a question, but I'll pop this in before the start of the stream. I think it's important to use your platform to talk about these current issues. No matter where your opinions fall, this is an issue in our society too important to ignore. I appreciate the crew using the platform to hopefully spread awareness and work together towards change. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Thank you.
Someone also just asked where you can donate bits. Donating bits is great, but if you want to donate to the cause, I would recommend donating directly because Twitch will take some of the money from the bits and more money will get to where it's needed if you do it directly.
Yeah. Our main thought on this was that the money that we usually get in for Twitch, that we were going to put towards it. I think one part for me was wanting to do this way is that I'm worried of how many people are doing things almost in a way of a fad or a view kind of thing.
Sure.
And I don't want it to be that, like, whatever views we're getting in, whatever people are putting in, I don't want it to be, oh, well, they're doing it for the views and stuff. I want all the bits and everything for the next week to go to it.
Yeah.
To say, hey, no, we're not doing it for that. We're doing this, and anything that we would get normally, we're going to be donating. We're not doing it because this is something that everyone's doing and it's getting views.
It's one of the things that I've kind of like rethought about again this week is like, you know, what does silence say? Does it say anything? Is silence just, you know, is it an excuse because you don't want to say anything that you think is going to be bad? Is it going to be something that, you know, do people have the right to explain what your silence means to them? Like that kind of thing. But like, I agree, like, you know, things get done when everybody's addressing these kind of things. So
yeah. No. I mean, a lot of people look at silence as being just accepting, you know, like you're like, well, I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to accept how things are, you know, whatever it is. So saying something as a way of making sure, like, here's what the voice of what I think is going on. It'd be the same as like if you're walking by someone who's being, you know, there's a police brutality going on. If you look away and don't do anything, you're just accepting that that's how things are instead of standing up and saying, hey, don't do that. You know, stop that. You know, stopping bullying, stopping brutalities, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
okay, I think this one's okay to read. Sniper Swag cheered 15 bits. Hi, guys. Trump's Twitter message and the news for bringing in military if the riots are not resolved. Like I said, he's making things worse, adding more fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, highly inflammatory statements and threats. They're just raising tensions and making everybody more nervous and more passionate. And it's not going in a good way.
We talked about the divide and conquer thing earlier in the stream, but like it's never been like, it's always happened, but I feel like it's never been so brazen and in your face. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And no one, and half people don't give a shit, you know, like it's so strange. Like I can't ever think of a leader, a president doing what happens now before like that, you know?
No. Yeah.
At least has some goddamn subtlety, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, most of his responses for that, and I don't know. I don't. I guess I want, at the very least, if he doesn't know how he should respond, mm-hmm. having a cabinet and a group of advisors that can at least help him in the proper way to maybe be responding. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of times he does what he wants, and rather than thinking about everything, I'm hoping he's not thinking solely on how it benefits himself, you know, being a businessman. Because I imagine that's how he spent most of his life, is how does this benefit me? Not necessarily how does this benefit everyone?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, unfortunately, I'm just ill-informed on the man because I just got tired of reading every single week a new thing and being like, I can't believe this is happening. And then I just got complacent, I guess. So
it became the new norm.
I know. He did.
No. I mean, and the best way to change that too is if you don't agree with what he's doing, make sure you vote. And the worst thing is we talk about how the democracy with Democratic and Republicans and stuff work right mm-hmm. now, and there's not great choices. But if you've already seen what one option is and you fully don't agree with it, maybe the other option is at least different enough. You know, like it might not be the one you want, but it might be better than what we have.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Like you don't have a lot of options like you have a lot of options locally a lot of times, and like that's where the change starts, I think, is locally. But as far as like the presidential stuff goes, there's just realistically there's two options,
mm-hmm.
and you just got to pick one.
But it, you know, if you start locally hoping that the change happens and works its way up, you know, like Trump wasn't any of that. You know, he wasn't a he wasn't a local mayor, a governor, senator, lawyer, and you know, nothing. He was never in the judicial system or anything. He was a businessman.
Yeah.
You know?
He had a lot of money and he lobbied for it.
So. All right. Zaw Flirtin Flouse cheered 5 bits saying, hype train!
Thank you.
Cornelius with 200 bits. Hey, guys. And then a bunch of, I assume, emotes. The emotes come in as text in this, so it's kind of hard to tell sometimes what's an emote and what's a...
Too bad.
A text. Anna, resubscribed for 3 months. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. Tori, 100 bits.
Thank you so much.
A Flying Finch subscribed.
Thank you, Finch. Flying Finch.
Yes, a Flying Finch. Chris Fizz with 100 bits. And then Cody L gifting 10 subs. Thank you very much.
Cody. Thank you, Cody. Chris and Cody.
Continuously Kelsey cheered 100 bits. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag George Floyd. Hashtags Breonna Taylor, I think is that name.
That was the one who was sleeping in her house.
Sleeping, yeah. Cornelius gifted 5 subs.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Crimson with 100 bits. Wanted to put my name in because I love you doing this and I'm for it. This is a good cause you're doing.
Thank you, Crimson.
Chazzy Choose subscribed for the first time. Reza,
thank you.
Resubscribed for 15 months. Hi, guys. Glad I caught you. Shanna Melissa, 5 bits. Blind Wave, effing rocks. 5 years I've been a sub on YouTube, and this podcast just reaffirms why I have. You've used your platform for good today, and not only are you going to encourage people to educate themselves, your donation is going to make a difference, and you've undoubtedly made your Black followers feel like they're not alone. You guys are the best of YouTube, and thank you for speaking out. Love you loads.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shinden, for 2 months. Hi from France. It's sad that it took such a tragedy, but now these issues are being talked about and are spread in Europe as well. Hope this results in changes in our countries. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
I hope so, too.
And Hand Me Priest, 18 months. Thank you for being a bright light during this terrible period in human history. People of... How do you say it, Calvin? Tauri. Subscribe at tier 2.
Thank you.
LMP Games resubscribed for 3 months and gifted 5 subs.
Thank you.
Very generous.
Especially for the gift of subs.
And finally, Shannon Melissa cheered 5 bits. Also, we have saw the return of Anonymous.
Yeah, that's another big thing that happened.
Yeah, I remember seeing about that. Like there was this, the leaks on Trump and stuff, and yeah, I've seen a few things. So I don't know. I saw one thing though, where like they had leaked some stuff, but it was already information that had been released before, but they were taking credit as it being the leak or twos. But okay. I don't know if it's real because I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to what they were leaking before.
I'll have to look it up. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I had to look too. A few more things to the question thing we have here is Diego says, not a question, but just want to say this. This is the reason why I love this channel. You all have different tastes and opinions in life, TV, movies, and other stuff, but you are a very respectful people, and you know that ego and power of any kind doesn't matter when lives and freedom are at risk. Love you guys. So thank you, Diego.
Yeah, thank you,
appreciate
Diego.
That.
They know one thing that really helps, like at least me, especially in terms of like the platform that we have, trying to keep like ego or self-importance in check, is that the other guys that are like at the table with me here, and it's like they bust my balls all day, so I don't got much of an ego. that helps.
Benjamin asked if we had curfews here. I think no. Columbus, which is the closest place I know of, they had protests and stuff going on, and like some like minimal rioting, I think. They
were breaking Columbus the state. Shut down streets in downtown, I believe.
They were breaking open the state house windows and stuff and ripping off like, I don't think it went very long. I think it was one night. I didn't hear about it too much more after that. But they had a curfew issued from like 10 p.m. to like 6 a.m. one day. But that's the only thing I've heard of, any local.
Closest and to us. That's 2 hours away, 2.5 hours away.
I don't know if like Cincinnati or Cleveland or anything had anything. But man, you know,
Jancy has a lot of friends still in L.A. And like they're like they had a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah,
which is crazy. And then
so
the
early,
videos
like, you
watch, you
can't even get home from
working the streets and stuff. It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
Like people getting shot
while sitting on their porch.
On their porches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the curfews that are before people are getting off work is pretty crazy too.
That's really crazy.
Well, and then some of them too are being issued. I heard some that were being issued like maybe 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like it doesn't give you a whole lot of time. It's not like you're saying like in the morning, hey, tonight there's going to be a curfew or anything. And then I heard other ones where they were being told different times depending on where you were listening it. You know? So like, well, which one are we listening to?
Cody, who I believe lives in Columbus, says that Columbus has been having a curfew every night.
Every night.
Curfew every night. Okay. I knew it was at least one night, but Marietta hasn't had.
No, I mean, we haven't had any real protests here. Certainly no riots or destruction of property, other than, you know, I mean, there's been a couple, you know, like you said, rocks through windows. But I mean, honestly, that happens all the time, too. So,
yeah,
like I said, sometimes it's bored kids.
Yeah, sometimes people just do donuts out on Front Street and gravel goes into windows.
But. You know, like whenever we first heard about COVID-19, it was one of those things where I'm like, oh, that sounds terrible. Luckily, we live where we live and it's never going to touch us. So I don't want to say that again about, you know, this unrest or this, you know, this thing that people demand to change. But, you know, I hope not.
Upheaval and unrest.
Upheaval and unrest, yeah.
Rex Namorinus says, as much as you want to praise Blind Wave, they are a small part. Everyone needs to step up. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ZachTech says, Cincinnati has had 1-2 each night since Saturday starting at 9 p.m.
Wow. Okay.
Thaddeus J. Spider says, I'm a Democratic organizer and strategist.
Strategist.
Sure. Strategery.
Strategericious.
But generally, would you consider linking to a voter registration site?
I suppose so. I mean, yeah.
I think voting is important.
That's definitely extremely important. A good thing to do. Like, it's making your voice heard in more than one platform.
Yeah. And like, it's important to just be as informed as you can be to, one, teach yourself how to research something, then go out and research those things. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I did see a highlight, I think it was at some point in chat. I don't know. We might have to talk about this maybe off stream to kind of get some gauges on what everyone thinks too. Mm-hmm. But like there was someone being like, would you guys consider doing topics like this more often? You know, like, and I don't know. Like I said, usually we try to look at things as more of like, you know, friends hanging out, having fun, you know, a place to kind of get away from like the stress of like everything else that's going on. You know, watching an episode of you know, superhero shows or some anime and stuff, while sometimes they touch on some of those subjects and we might talk about them in podcasts, typically it's more about the fun and the camaraderie and stuff that we're looking for. But some things like this, I mean, I don't want to say yes only when there's big issues, because I don't want to have a whole bunch of big issues like this that have to be addressed because it's so important, you know? But, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing for me is, like, I don't want to drive away people that disagree because I want them to be part of the community and maybe change as part of it kind of thing.
Yeah. Or we change because of it too, you know? Like I said before, like, having opposite viewpoints can cause some good conversations. It's just a matter of not attacking each other because of those opposite viewpoints.
That's the thing. If we could somehow, you know, and we can because of the way the internet is, but if we can somehow, like, have some kind of general agreement to not be dicks, both to each other, to the people that are commenting, to the commenters, to us, to the commenters, to other commenters, I'm perfectly fine with that. But sometimes people are just dicks, you know?
Yeah.
And they're less dicks about, you know, things that we generally talk about, which is just funny experiences, interesting stories, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A spark on the ocean isn't going to do anything, but a spark in a powder keg is going to do a lot more.
So, I mean, we've talked about, like, you know, let's have a debate show before or something like that, but it's generally about, like, you know, what's better, the original trilogy or the prequels.
Yeah.
That will cause some goddamn friction, Rick.
Wait, which one's better? Really? There's a debate over that?
There is.
Come on.
There's already friction.
Yeah. Goddamn mouth.
Rick, this is why you would not be in the Star Wars podcast whenever that starts. Okay?
Like, no, I mean, I can understand a debate as to, like, whether or not the original trilogy is worth, or the new trilogy is worth, like, watching, or if it's good or not.
Sure.
But if it's better, come on now.
But yeah, no, so I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see what kind of topics there are and stuff. And there's nothing to say too that if there's things that you guys want to have discussed either, I would say political or not, you know, like if there's issues too that even aren't political, like there's a Discord section that's for podcast suggestions.
Yes.
So if you have a topic,
an interesting question, you generally try to stay away from, like, here, react to this, or, you know, even a viral video or something like that. If it's about conversation, we're way more likely to pick up on it than if it's about, like, just watching something. So,
yeah, very much so. So, make sure you guys post in there if you guys have some topics or something like that too. Even if it's not, like, I know we cover a lot of, like, pop culture and, you know, TV shows and different things like that we talk about too. But if there's some issues and stuff that are wanting to be discussed, especially if we have people that are, like, hey, this is something important, you know, it'd be great to hear your guys' thoughts on it. Like, it might be something that we could talk about. It might also be something that I need to, like, look into, because it could very well be something I don't know anything about.
Sure.
You know? And I'm not opposed to trying to learn something.
No, yeah.
I'm just opposed to reading.
Well, no, self-education has a lot to do with that.
That's not true. But, yeah.
Oh, we did have a few more donations as we've been going on here. There aren't any exercises other than some for you, Aaron, from 3 days ago. I don't know if you did them.
I did forget to do my Dark Souls stuff. Leave them on there and I'll tack them to my other Dark Souls playthrough. After I ended, Melon said, how many squats did you do? I'm like, oh, dang. I forgot. I didn't do any of those.
Forgot.
And it would have been a good time to do them because I just started my heart rate monitor on the last one, too.
Yeah.
So, and people were worried I was going to die because I had a high heart rate. So, I don't know. It's just what I do.
High resting heart rate?
Well, yeah, but I just ate a spicy Indian food, okay? So, that's what happens sometimes when you do that kind of stuff.
I don't know if it. Indian food makes your blood that thin.
All right, let me see if there's any other questions
Sure, yeah, it's been storming more and more and more here, so if suddenly the stream just dies, that's the
very
reason.
Much so.
Yeah, we'll know that.
We're going to be.
The only one I have here that I haven't covered is Chosen Jason gifted 5 subs.
Oh, thank you, Chosen Jason.
Thank you very much, Chosen Jason. Chosen Jason?
Chosen one Jason.
Chosen one Jason.
I think he's given other subs earlier. Bukul said your heart rate went down in combat. That was the issue.
What? Oh, down in combat? Maybe it's because when I'm in combat, I'm not stressed. Like, when I'm walking around, I'm like, okay, where's it? What's coming around?
Yeah.
Something like
when you're in combat,
a rock is just going to fall.
Now it's right there. I'm fighting.
Sure. Okay.
Here we go. You know? So.
Yeah.
I don't see. I see some other questions and stuff about some random things here and there. I don't know if I want to get into any other, like, topics and stuff.
Okay.
I feel like keeping it maybe with what we've been discussing is an important thing.
Sure.
So I'm not going to go into those. I can leave those for later, or I can reject them all and talk about them another time.
Okay.
You guys submit them. So, but
People of Tauri just gave 5,000 bits saying hashtag Black Lives Matter. We are rebel scum. Also, love Calvin getting the reference in my name. One day we will go through the gate together.
Indeed.
Okay. Oh, it's one of those places.
Indeed.
The star thing.
Stargate.
Yeah, that's one.
Oh, okay. I thought that was about Golden Growl or something.
Huh?
No, no, nothing.
No.
That's a thing of the past, damn it. Yeah.
Golden Growl. Leon asked me, Dad, when the COVID, when all this virus stuff is done, can we go to the buffet place where I get pizza? And I'm like, we could just get pizza.
Yeah. Just go to Walmart and get like five pizzas.
I actually heard that they're going to be coming back, but not as a buffet. It's just going to be like a sit-down order thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. Huh. Tangent.
Indeed. All right. I think that means maybe we should shut this down.
Yep.
Guys, yeah, I think we're going to be ending here. We usually end about this time. So thank you guys for joining us. Mm-hmm. I would just say try to keep your eyes and ears open. Try to be mindful of people too and not shut doors, because you can also converse maybe. And I know even Eric talked about a family member who's like, I've never heard this person say this ever. And they've always been this way. And now they're talking this and saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I never realized
that happened
before.
To me this week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, that wouldn't happen though. Like, what changed there? What was the difference there? And part of that conversation there was like, well, could we maybe make someone think or realize something differently that maybe they haven't been seeing?
And you know what
about, you know?
Didn't happen to that person that helped them change their mind? They weren't told that they were a piece of shit and, you know, you're irredeemable, you're evil. Like, there are irredeemable evil people out there, but there are far less than we think there are.
Yeah.
So keeping those lines of communication open and this trying to have conversations are the things that are going to really change stuff in the future. So,
yeah. So
it's what helped me was just having that openness to experience new stuff. So
thank you guys. Appreciate you guys being here. I know the Discord is going to be having some stuff that they're changing around too. And some information I think is going to be popping up there too. We'll probably have some stuff on our social media here. As well, so
yeah, sorry for springing this on the mods.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, mods.
I know. Rick was like, should we message the mods? And I'm like, well, they know the podcast is coming, and it happened.
We trust them,
they'll be there. So, but thank you guys very much. And like I said, just keep watching and seeing what's going on around there and try to keep an open mind. And that's the best I got it right now.
Yeah,
yep. Thanks, guys.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
All right, guys, have a good night. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, Rick, the prequels, all right? You son of a bitch.
I'm turning this off.